So last week we discussed about Meiser, and we started discussing the details of what you can use, which is the Chshach and the Taz, what you can use your Meiser money for. And last week was Shavuos, but the week before that, what you can use your Meiser money for. What the more common question that people have is, how do you calculate the Meiser? I made money, I lost money. This year it was a good year, last year it was a bad year. What type of revach? What type of income?
Stocks that are going down, business going up.
Yeah, all these things. So
it's very complicated.
Lemais is all mafurish in Shulchan Aruch. So let's go through. Let's go through it inside. So I made over here the copies. The first thing is the Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva is on this tip that we just learned in Siman Reish Map Test. The Pesachei Tshuva starts off with this. He says, the first shaila in Pesachei Tshuva, there's an arrow. V'im hayolei be'esek echad revach u'be'esek echad hefsid. If in one business he made money, in the other business he lost money. Ayin be'er heitev shalarav maharidzal shakasa b'shem shahar Ephraim simen peidalat sh'im b'shah shahayolei hefsid hayolei cheshbin shahayolei hefsid v'im kein ma shahayolei revach achar kach u'inyin achar ve'ena memale ha'revach hasa hefsid. So he basically wants to say, it depends on when you made the cheshbin. If you kept track and you know that you lost money, the fact that you made money in another business is not going to cancel that out. And what's going to happen is if you made $500,000 in one business and you already calculated that out and that's your final profit, and then in another business you happen to have lost money, we don't take that as a deduction off the other keren, off the other revach, and we have to pay meiser on the full gain. This is what the first psak is. Avolim lo yayilo cheshbin atay mashana. But if you didn't make a cheshbin yet, mechishev kol cheshboines harevach vehafsin mikol hashana. Oh, yimal hafsin min harevach. Then you could do it that way. The meiser, if you go down to where it's underlined, the two lines later, ayin b'tshuvas noy de b'yuda shaloi pasak kain ella im harevach v'hahefsed haye b'shana achas la'olam yinak ezeh b'zeh av b'shtei shanim la'yinak. So the noy de b'yuda, which is the minig of the olam, is to go by the noy de b'yuda. Is the noy de b'yuda says it goes by 1 year. It goes by the year.
Calendar year, fiscal year.
So if you look in the noy de b'yuda inside, the noy de b'yuda says it goes from Tishrei to Tishrei. Why? Because the makar of the noy de b'yuda, where does he get a year from? What does a year have to do? A year has to do, I only have to take lulav once a year. I only have to eat matzah once a year.
Right.
What does meiser have to do with a year? Maybe I should give meiser every day, once a month, once every 3 months. Where does the cheshbon of a year come in?
Shana.
Oh, so he says, because Asa to Asa is called Tvazarecha, Yoitze Asada, Shana Shana. And that's a Mishnayas in Meiser, so you're not allowed to be Meitzi, take Meiser from this Shana on another Shana. So if you go with that Cheshbon of the Noy de B'yuda, that it goes by a year, and Tvua and Meiser's Ksafim is like Meiser's Roim, so according to that, Shana Shana is Tishrei to Tishrei. So therefore, there are poiskim that say that since we're going with the Noy de B'yuda, and we're going with it lehakel ula hachmer, as we're going with the Noy de B'yuda to say that you don't have to, you can make your cheshbon. You say I'm going to give my meiser in the middle at the end of the year. That's fine. So according to that, you should go Tishrei to Tishrei. However, other poiskim don't say that. Another poiskim just say as long as you know from the beginning what day it is, so it's always going to be a year, then you could go by that. It doesn't have to be Dafka Tishrei. Tishrei, it has to be a year. And that's also Yoytze, the Asmachta of the...
Can you use the English calendar?
Yeah, so Lachara, the way we do things is that the easiest way to do it is with your tax return and just go by that. Now, if you're going to use kulas on the tax return that we spoke about last month of Dina de Machusadina, what you're allowed to, you know, so maybe you shouldn't be, maybe for Meiser, I don't know if you would be as quick to use those things. I mean, but that's neither here nor there.
Calculate yourself, but I always do January 1st to December 31st. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. So you could use a tax year. Lemaisa. Okay. Wait. It's a good point. Good point.
I'm sorry.
No. So yes, according to that, you would have to wait an entire year before you give your Meiser.
Why can't you give it as why?
Okay. So now
you can keep a cheshbon.
So let's bring out one other question. Before I get to that point, I'm going to mention another point. How do we look at Meiser? Is the Vardin Meiser that it's just basically a cheshbon? You're supposed to give. It's a nice thing. A Yid is supposed to give away 10% of his money to tzedakah. It's a good midah. It's a nice thing. Or it's a minig, whatever it is. Or is it more technical? Meaning to say, that just like, where's the makar for it? We learn out from Meiser Tvua, from being Meiser your grains. The halacha being ma'aser grain is a very specific halacha that you have to actually be mafrish. You have to separate the ma'aser from the rep, from the keren. That's how you take off ma'aser. You got to literally take off the ma'aser. The Chafetz Chaim says, and the way he goes in the whole Sefer Avos Chesed, is that you're actually supposed to physically be mafrish the ma'aser. He even says, for example, let's say, two nafkaminas in this, says, for example, let's say you have somebody who can't really afford the ma'aser. Can't really afford it. So what he should do is he should be mafresh it,
right.
Separate it from his account, and then use it. Because then you're allowed to give stock it to yourself. Yeah. Or borrow against it.
So you got
to
make sure still doing that.
But the point is, you're yoytze being mafresh ma'aser.
Oh, I like it.
You're mafresh your ma'aser, and then after you're mafresh the ma'aser, you have to figure out who comes first. So your
separate
kids,
mitzvah, its own mitzvah to be mafresh itself. To be
correct.
That's
the point of the.
Should give me more.
The idea of mafresh is just having an account. How much is
so the way we have hafrasha nowadays, mistama is you put it into a separate account. Otherwise, there's no. I mean, we don't have a pile of money. This is, you know, this
unless
is my pile
you have
of money.
A register, you keep
unless you have a very thick mattress.
Yep.
But
no, I meant
you keep everything.
Register,
okay, so let me just finish. So the point is if you have a whole, we don't have piles of money that you separate it from. The point is everything's in the account. So mistama, the proper way to do it is you separate it into a separate account. And that's, now, ad kedei kach, that the Chafetz Chaim says that if someone's yoytze, the inyan of chaymish, right? We spoke about 2 weeks ago, two shiurim ago, the inyan of chaymish, to give a fifth, 20%. So you want to give chaymish to 20%. So the Chafetz Chaim says, what's the makar of chaymish? Aser to aser is you should shnei isurim. So you should give ma'aser and then even though one is the Gemara and Kesuvos ask, one is not bigger than the other. But the point is, give. So the Chafetz Chaim says you should actually physically be mafresh 10% twice, not just one time 20%, because the inyan is to do two afroshes of ma'aser. Let's have a fight. The Chafetz Chaim is taking the inyan of being mafresh. So therefore. Now, based on that, what happens, and this gets back to your question, if it's a real idea that you're supposed to be mafresh the ma'aser, so what happens if, can you get ahead of your ma'aser account? Mm-hmm. Let's say, this year I made $100,000, and I already gave away $10,000. I already gave away my ma'aser. Now, my friend comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he has a koil in Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, I owe him a favor,
right.
And I have to give him money, so I want to give him a check, but I'm going to take it off next year's ma'aser cheshbon.
Right.
But you didn't make next year's money yet.
Right.
So can you give ma'aser before you are mafresh the money? Can you give ma'aser before you made the money? Because the whole idea of ma'aser is that you're supposed to be mafresh it, but you can't be mafresh it if you didn't make the money yet. So that's the beauty of you had a whole tshuva that basically the guy got ahead of himself. A person gave ahead of himself. He gave away the money ahead of when he made it, and then he dies. So the kids basically wanted to say, we don't have to pay ma'aser on the Yerusha because he already gave the ma'aser. He already gave the ma'aser ahead of time. So there was a whole, that was the shayla, but the Nadib Yudah writes over there, he says, I don't understand, it's so posh necessarily altogether, that even the father was yoytzei next year's ma'aser. Because it's not so posh that you could pay ahead. Okay, this is so. Now these are the couple of the points. The point is that there's an inyan of hafrasha. There's a shayla of getting ahead of yourself, and then there's another shayla of you should do it at the end of the year. So how do you work all this out? See, if you just want to say, fine, I know that approximately this year I'll make X amount of money, but I'll pay ahead and then I'll make my cheshbonis later.
My question is,
it kind of is because
a person is being paid a salary. So he doesn't know how much he's going to make every single month. He's a stockbroker. He's a day trader. He makes $10,000 this month. He makes $5,000 next month.
Right.
Shouldn't he be mafresh his ma'aser right there? I mean, there's a need way. So what do you mean I'm going to make my cheshbon at the end of the year? I know that how much you're making now.
So I'm saying is that it depends on the other shiloh. Because if you'll say, I'm pretty confident by the end of the year I'm going to end up walking away with $500,000. Fine, so over the year I'll give away $50,000, I'll look at my cheshbon later, right? But that's not going to work if you hold like the Noy Debiuda. If you hold, you go technically, you have to be mafresh it when you make it. You can't get ahead of yourself, so maybe it's not a good idea. That's why
you said you made it.
I made it right now. January, I made my money. Why don't I be mafresh the second it hits
it's
my...
It's not Shana Shana,
you should
Shana,
be mafresh then.
So
then. You should be mafresh then.
So what's the year thing?
So what's the year? You're saying the
year's the total cheshbon.
The year's the total cheshbon. If you, if you're going to take a loss, if you... Yeah, you're saying once you're mafresh, then you're...
The loss I'm going to have later, but also going to be right now I have money to hit my account, Baruch Hashem, shouldn't I be mafresh?
Yeah, but that's a nice thing. It's a beautiful thing to do. But I'm saying you don't have to do it that way.
Right, that's the point.
Because you could wait till the end of the year and see.
That's his question. It's not called being ahead.
No, it's not called being ahead.
You don't have to wait till the end of the year.
Right. But if you go with the year, if you go with the year, you could be. It's more like a kula. You could go with the year to take off the cash.
Yes. And monthly losses. You can't.
No, but you can't. If you already gave away the 10, and you made $10,000 a month, you gave away $1,000.
Let's say you made 10 and you lost 5. Can you give, assuming you made 10, or assuming you made 5?
I'm saying it depends how you do it. If every time you make money, you give away the 1,000 already. The next month you lost 5, you're not going to take back the.
No, but is that called being ahead of yourself?
But the year has to wait.
What you're saying is you could be at the end of your deficit.
Let's look at the Chafetz Chaim and how he says it, okay? The Chafetz Chaim summarizes these halachas in Avos Chesed. It's the next page. Okay? Turn over the packet. You don't have to turn the page. Just turn over the packet. The Chafetz Chaim says, V'ata nachzu levar k'tzatzes oifen ha'anoga sh'tarach liriz b'mayis ma'iser v'yasne b'tchilas kabalosoi sh'yisnag b'oifen zeh v'zeh yistalku me'olav kol pikpukum. The Chafetz Chaim first of all says, the Eitz HaTayva is follow my instructions and do everything according to my instructions and be masne from now on that I'm doing it this way. So the first one is Rishoin Lakoil. The first thing is, Toiv sh'yasne b'tchilas kabalosoi is a mitzvah. Now that's probably too late for most of us. Shu b'li neder. So you should only do ma'iser b'li neder so that you don't get into a problem if you don't end up doing it. He should have a special pinkas, a special notebook, a special spreadsheet, like someone said. And after you take away all the cost, all the expenses of the business, whatever revach I made, fine. Now, yaseh cheshbon, you should make a total cheshbon b'chol chatzis shana, or al kopanim b'chol shana, once a year, once every 6 months. V'mizdam luchas v'shalom hefsed. If you got a loss in that zman, yinakem cheshbon a revach. You should take that off, deduct that from the total. Profit, umoyser harevach yeshayech mizeh meiser letzdaka, and then you should take meiser from the revach.
Is this only for business expense? Let's say someone gets a parking ticket, it's going to take away from his overall profit he made that year.
No, that's a personal expense we're going to talk about later. Right now, we're talking about business expenses. Well, bagels are here. B'chol meshach hazman hazeh yichtoiv be'apinkas kol hanesinois sheyotzi al tzedaka, and then during the course of the year you should also write in your spreadsheet all the tzedaka you've given, v'yuchal lichlol be'acheshbon shel ha'meiser, anything you have, a mashloch coming, you have this and that, you should take that off all the cheshbon.
According to them, clearly you could go ahead of yourself because you're not making the calculation, but you're giving tzedaka throughout the year,
because I think that that's not called being ahead, because he's saying that the cheshbon is a course of a year. That's what his point is.
But he's saying you still can count whatever you say.
Because you're not coming to your final cheshbon, right. You didn't get ahead of yourself. Because the time period is 6 months.
Right.
The time period is not every month.
You're giving tzedakah January, February, March, April, May, June, and you're calculating at June everything.
Right. That's not called getting ahead of yourself, because the time period that you're discussing is the 6 month period. So anything within the 6 month period is not ahead of yourself. That's the point. That's... Any money you made within the 6 months is like it happened in one day. There's one share.
It's not the time of profit, is it?
That he's talking, right? So, here he says, when you make the cheshbon yira, he says, if you spent more money, you're right, you're saying it's not really. So he says, look this. So he says, look, here he says it. He says, im la'esa cheshbon, if when you make the calculation yira, in your spreadsheet it's clear, that you ended up, you owe more ma'aser than what you spent over that 6 month or year period. Yira la hafrisham l'chalkam tekev. Then you should separate whatever you owe. V'im ein mizdam in the fun of ke'esa nashim shubadai to lita. And then if you have nobody to give it to, then keep it in the account. Yochol lahash hois ha'oidef me ha'ma'aser ha'chiz damnu loy. And then you should wait until someone that comes who you want to give it to. V'ein muchach l'chalkam tekev. You don't have to give it right away, but you should be mafresh it right away. Okay, and then he says, "Mutal leisat leishamish b'amoyis laat." We could even borrow the money if you need to. After she's done, we'll nashm shargel chaglam. He's a mechuyev lulvoyis l'sham take. But then you have to pay the people and give them the money when they come. Now, hey, Here's the other way around. What happens if you overspent? Here's the 2 days that we spoke out on the night of Yudah. Yesh, I mean, some hold. You could carry that over into next year's Meiser Cheshbon. And some are not so lenient about that. Okay. Toiv Lasa is Kasher Kasavna Lamaila. Dehainu Sheyas Nebeferish Betchilas Kabbalasa. You should have in mind that you're going to do it in this way. Sheyucha Lasis Meis Litzdok Al Smach. Sheyivu Levasoif Meiser Shanazin. That you can lend your Meiser account. So, that you could lend money to your Meiser basically ahead of time. That you should have that in mind that I'm allowed to lend the money and then I'll be Mafresh it. And by my Mafresh shit, I'll pay myself back.
Right. So, okay. Couple that now?
So, no.
What if you get denied to put an extra amount in your Meiser account?
Is
right.
Today is the beginning. Though.
I think most people. What'd you say?
Why do you have to make a tenai that you could loan your Meiser account?
Because of this Indian, that since some people hold it, you actually have to be mafresh it from the money that you made, so then you can't prepay it necessarily. You say you're not prepaying the Meiser, you look at it like I lent the Meiser account. Right.
Yeah, you lent the Meiser.
If you're a hafrusha, you have a separate account.
Someone else wants to lend.
That's your hafrusha. And then whatever you put in there, it's on the smach. Then it's part of the hafrusha. So then, so why do you have to speak on the Yeronian? Knowing that you're putting that account.
No. But then the question is, let's say you got ahead of yourself. At the end of the fiscal year, you realize you only made $100,000, and you put in 12 into that account. So you want to use 2 against next year.
It's past the year.
So no, you want to look at the other two. Let's say I made $100,000 this year. I put in $12,000 into my Meiser account. So I want to use the two and say I prepaid. I lent next year's Meiser. I lent my Meiser account, and the next year the Meiser money will pay me back.
Right, too long.
Essentially, what you should really do next year then is really be my first $10,000 and take 2 back into your pay yourself back.
What's the problem?
But then maybe you won't get to your 10% for the next year if you can't borrow.
I'm saying there's 2 opinions. So he's saying if you're he doesn't bring out a clear psak. I think in these things, since the first time you're hearing about the shaila is now, right? So mistama, most people don't know about the shaila. So therefore, most people mistama their das is when they're doing it, they're going to do it this way. So mistama, that's like a tanai. When you started
behind, not ahead. That's right.
What?
Yeah. That's what I said.
But okay. So akoponim. So that's the thing. If you're going to make a very specific cheshbon every month, then in a chanami, then l'chayra, that's your time period. And whatever your time period is then l'chayra, that is your time period. If your time period is a week, then your time period is a week. If your time period is a month, it's a month. If your time period is a year, it's a year. So the point is that if you want to say, every month I look at my cheshbon and I'm very specific in how I do things, then now, you're saying you made a big profit this month. So I want to take off the Meiser. Of course you could take off that Meiser because you're going to anyway at the end of the year have to take off the Meiser. So you should do it right away.
My question is, if you're doing it monthly and you know how much you're giving, so do you need to do a separate afrasha? Or because you're already giving, let's say, 5 checks to 5 different people or one individual, whatever it is, so that's the afrasha itself. You don't have to be mafresh into a separate account.
No, I think it would be better is I don't think it's a problem, but I think that it could be that write the checks out from the put it into there and then have the checks go out from there. I mean,
let's say you're a commission person.
I probably yoitze with the checks also, but you know.
Let's say you work on commission.
The Chavetz Chaim is pretty clear, okay, that the Meiser, the tzedakah that you're giving throughout the year goes towards your hafrasha. Because the whole idea is I'm giving this out, and the calculation will be later. But a lot of people like having a separate Meiser account that just all money goes in right away. You just, you know, have an automatic transfer the money. That's the easiest. Okay, so let's go on to there's a few more points to cover.
Quick question. Let's say you're a commission person. A week, you get first paycheck, you get $1,000 in commission. The second paycheck, there's an adjustment where they have to reduce last month. What you do is you do it every week, and the next paycheck,
that's
they
do it every year.
And you get
that's why you look over the course of a certain amount of time.
Let's say you do it by paycheck. I do a fresh out by paycheck. Now the next paycheck, I actually owe the company $20.
You're correct.
Okay? You're correct. But
so the Meiser owes you money now, he's saying.
No. Not according to what we're saying, you can't deduct it because
that was a mistake. That wasn't even a loss. That's just some mistake. That's because they would rather it write it all out and then correct themselves later. But that's like you never had the money. It was just a mistake. Okay. Now, if you look in the back, let's continue. Rabbi Sayyid, a lot to do still. Now, Now, there's the one. This is the cheshbon of how to. This is the question of how to calculate the money. Now, the question, the next question is, what type of expenses are you allowed to deduct off your income? And that's one question. So, let's say, assume you have income and you have a lot of expenses associated with earning that income. So, are you allowed to deduct those expenses? That's number one. And then there's another question, which is. Is the cheshbon of the meiser based on income altogether, or is it based on profit? Now, for example, let's say you have a company, and you only take out 50% of the money for your income, but you leave the money in the company. So, or in general, anytime you have a company or you have an asset which gains value, so do you have to pay meiser off that gain, even though theoretically it's not profit, isn't it? Right. So let's go one by one. So first of all, legabe income and deduction. So anything which has to do with making of the money that you can deduct. So anything which has to do with how much money you make. Income tax, for example, if you wouldn't have made any income, you wouldn't have to pay any income tax. So therefore, the income tax is a cost of raising of earning the money. Okay, Ramosha says, let's say you have a standard tax, like a citizen's tax or whatever. Every person has to pay. That has nothing to do with income, so that wouldn't be deductible. But anything which has to do with the income that you made, that's deductible. Any cost involved. So that's one thing that basically Tshuva brings here that I underlined. What about traveling expenses? So he brings out a machloikas. See where the arrow is on the first column, back in the first page. So he says there, I know it, but where we left off. If he's traveling, the expense of traveling is considered part of the principal investment. Okay? So traveling expenses, any sort of expenses associated with making money. So some people want to, for example, let's say a babysitter. If a woman has to go to work, and because she goes to work, she has to send her child to a babysitter, so that would be deductible off the... That's considered like a business expense. However, if she would send to the babysitter, even if she wouldn't go to work, because she can't spend all day with the kid anyway, so then it's not deductible because that has nothing to do with the business, right? That would be regardless of the business she would have sent to the babysitter.
What about a cleaning lady?
What?
What about a cleaner?
So again, if the pshat is because I'm working, I cannot take care of the nechanami. But if you would do it anyway,
no, I'm saying it's the maiser because the person.
Okay,
working,
so nechanami.
It's a normal expense.
What? That's as defined as we're getting. So now what about the big tumult? What about? So that seems to be pretty clear. Any business related expense is deductible off of the meiser cheshbon.
Medical insurance.
What does have to do with what is medical? What does medical have to do with anything?
He says a necessary expense.
It's not a necessary expense because you're working. It's a necessary expense even if you weren't making money.
You're getting it because you can afford to pay for one because you're working.
Okay, so. You can say that about anything.
You can get medical insurance unless the employer's subsidizing it by certain.
Okay, I would drive around this type of car if I didn't have money. But now I have money, I drive around that type of car. I mean,
you own a company, and the company, not just travel expense, what about medical expense? The company.
I'm gaining something. I chose to buy medical insurance. It has nothing to do with the
medical expense. I own a company, and the company is
banking. That's your company. That's how you pay your employees. That's an expense.
Myself was included in what I'm paying.
That's not what he's asking. Maybe it is.
He's a bad person.
but anyway,
to go through the regular person.
Okay, I don't know. That's a very specific. Let's go through. Yeah. Now let's see. There's a big tumult over here. There's Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says this. What?
401k.
Yeah. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says. V'cheinu davar pashut. Okay? Sheharevach mechashvin b'chol shana v'shana mirosh hashana ad rosh hashana. So he says that. V'im b'shana zu ha'iloi asakim. If in this year you had asakim sheyesh lam revach v'yesh behem hefzed oysa cheshbon klali u'mashanish ha'revach nesem ha'isa l'tzedaka. U'v'chol revach nechshav rak ha'revach ha'naki v'chol ha'itzoy sheha'iloi ala esek. And everything else you take off. Af mashenasu, but even travel expenses. V'achav hashasa ha'kol nechshav ala itzoy sa'esek. All that's his business expense. Umenake hakol, umashenisha revach achar nikoy, and whatever revach, whatever profit you made after the deductions, kol itzoyis mikri revach. That's called profit. Now he says avol.
You can take one business for another business.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying that for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the point, is that the Noi Dibi Yehuda is going that Noi Dibi Yehuda. Aval, they go by the year and that's it. Aval, Hoitzois Beisoi Lo Yenak, your personal living expenses, you cannot deduct off your Maisa. So, in other words, if you make $250,000 a year, but your income, your living expenses are $200, you don't say, well, my profit this year is $50. No, you made $250, you got to live, but one of your expenses is going to be your Maisa.
What did you say about cars if you're writing off the business?
Why would you write that off the business?
People have cars on the business, so the business pays for your car.
So
it's not your profit. You have to get to work.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You have to get a car anyway. If you want to say you would only get this type of car because you're in that business, no. No, the car you need anyway.
So it's not IRS guidelines.
What? Yeah, I don't know if that's income. I mean, you didn't get the money. They're giving you a car. I mean,
let's say I own the company.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That's. I don't know if that's called income, but
along IRS guidelines.
It's almost what?
It's relative to a lot of people. Say that people have a car that
business pays.
Put it under your LLC.
Okay. We'll discuss it afterwards. But anyway. Now, this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. That the Aruch HaShulchan is. No. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying over here that you cannot take off your own personal expenses. You can't take off your own personal expenses off of the Maaser. Now, this was a big machlekes because there's a tshuva in the Afkas Reichel, which is the next page over here. The Afkas Reichel is the Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Afkas Reichel is pretty authoritative.
Yeah.
So he says like this.
He came before the Aruch.
Oh, way before.
Yeah.
500 years before.
Yeah.
So he says like this. Ulfi sheyesh anashim. Where I bracketed it off.
Right.
Here. There are people that take off Meiser from their money, but they don't do it in the right way. They don't take off from their principal that they have a principal that they got that year. They don't take off of the revach. Only if their income. Remember, we said that the only thing you ought to test Hashem in is Meiser. So if you're going to test Hashem and say, listen, you told me that I'm going to become rich if I do Meiser, so I'm going to test you. The only thing you're allowed to do it is if you do it properly. You have to make the proper cheshbon. Gam mehakeren from the value of your assets, umikol asara and any from every 10 yafresh echad lo pachas liyoser exactly 1/10. V'mishar eze moiser she'ena magil lacheshbon asara. Let's say you have 0.9, so you don't have enough from and it doesn't round out. Yanichenu bekis levado, keep that separate. V'li arvenu meshakas not moiser. Then he says va'achas shehifresh mehakeren, and after you take off the principal, yistacher b'moiser, then you can make money. Uvuchol chatzis shana, every half a year yasa cheshbonai, make a cheshbon how much money you made. And see what you made. But here he says, "Year Mashir Viach." See what the revach is more. I'll call Asher Pizer Bedvar Matzuchim Labayis. See what how much money you made beyond your living expenses. Kamosha Amar Vayikach Meiser Mikol Kamosha Amarnu. That's called Meiser. It's taking off the original assets that you own. That you own those assets. You got to take off Meiser of whatever you own. Let's say you got a Yerusha or whatever. So you own these assets. But whatever your income is, he says that you first take off your living expenses. And after you're done with your living expenses, then you take off the Maaser. So this is a major, major kula, obviously, according to the.
So, I'm close, so. But I want to make sure I understand this.
So here's right? Yeah.
Normal
so,
living expenses.
It doesn't make a difference, but the Maaser, it's a big kula. The Maaser, Shlomo Zalman says, and this is the minhag of the Olam is not to follow this Afkas Reichel. The minhag of the Olam is to follow the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore we go to Aruch HaShulchan. However, there are certain times that if in a need be situation is that a person is permitted to follow that, but needs to have a psak. And I heard someone mention to me, and I've heard from other reasons to say a similar thing, is that if somebody is let's say you have someone in Kolel or something like that, so that to a certain degree, or a Rebbe, or whatever, their living expenses is gufa, is gufa, you know, supporting learning or chinuch or whatever. So then there's more of a room to use this kulam. You know, it's betzirif that it's hard for them to use the mat to spend to separate the meiser, and you have the kulam of the afka soichel, and that you could say that their living expense is gufa supporting the Torah. So some people rely on this afka soichel for the purpose of in that type of context. So that's what I'm saying. There's two ways to go on it. There's two ways to go on that. If you're going to lend it back to yourself, you have to pay it back eventually. Or give it to yourself. Or you can give it to yourself. Now,
you said if you're,
right.
You're
now,
being shit, you're going to pay from it. You can't
right.
afford it based on the school.
In economy, yeah. Yeah, you could do that also. Well, now, Lemaisa, the Shevet Alevi in the back page, the Shevet Alevi in the back page of the booklet, he also says...
which one, Gimel?
Yeah, Beis on the bottom. He says, "Yesh derech sheni v'hukenir askamas apoyskim v'chein das noite shemisim v'hoytzoas hamischar taxes." And other expenses. If you have to get a hotel, etc. Venetians and traveling. That's all deductible. Again, but living expenses. So that's the way the standard poskim nowadays seem to paskin. Is not according to this Aruch HaShulchan, which is a huge chiddush. That's not like the Afka Soichel is in that case. Now, one other thing that people, so what we said was, first of all, how often do you make the cheshbon? Seems like you make the cheshbon once a year or once every 6 months. But the point is that during that time, the Chafetz Chaim says you could be mafresh the meiser, and then you'll make a cheshbon by the time you get to your deadline, whatever you've made yourself the deadline in advance, then you'll make the cheshbon at that point. Okay, but you can be giving it over the course of time and then make the cheshbon 1 year to the next one period of time to the next period maybe is questionable, but your das should be that you're going to be lend to your Meiser account in just in case. And then that's one thing. The other question was in terms of expenses. So we see business expenses do deduct off the income. Personal expenses is a machlokes, and most people go with Aruch HaShulchan that it's not necessarily deductible. A few shilas that come up. So what about profits? So Lemaisa, there's a shalah that's in the Pische Tshuva. I'm just going to go for another minute or two. So the shalah in the Pische Tshuva here says is that if a person gets a Yerusha, he has to give Meiser.
Yes.
In the first page, back in the first page of the booklet, it says Ayin b'shalah. It's in the second column, top line. Shekasav degami Yerusha sheyirash me'aviv. Even a person got a Yerusha, tzarech litein meiser. He has to give meiser. Afsh aviv hayanizer koyam of meiser. Mikomakum hu litein mechadash. You have to give meiser again on. So any gain that you get, even through a Yerusha, you would have to give off meiser. Now, what happens if is a profit which is not necessarily income? So, for example, let's say an asset that you owned raised. Became more valuable. So the psak seems to be is that you're not mechuyev to sell anything in order to give meiser. So if it hasn't been actualized, then you don't give the meiser on it. But you're be'etzem mechuyev in meiser. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. But let's say you have a business. They take out 50. The partners. They take out 50% or whatever. One person takes out 50% as his salary, and 50% he keeps on reinvesting in the business. So that means as time goes along, the business is more and more valuable. So that 50% that he doesn't, that he's reinvested into the business, do they have to take meiser off it? So the psak that I saw in this sefer, the Bayrach of Tzedakah B'Shem Rosham Zalman, is that you do have to take off meiser, but if there's no cash in the business to give the meiser, you don't have to sell the business to give the meiser on it. So that means, I don't know what he means to say with that. Does that mean, what? So in other words, if you've reinvested it, but now there's cash in the business, you should give the meiser then, at that point. If, however, there's no cash in the business, everything is invested in non-liquid assets, so then, I don't know if he means to say you have to keep a cheshbon and now you owe the meiser that amount.
Sell the car, whatever.
But that would mean if the next year you got a loss, it doesn't matter, right? Or do you say, well, now that I can't liquidize it, I'll wait till it's liquid and then I'll make a total cheshbon. So if I lost money the next year, if the I'm not sure what he means.
Yeah. He left it in the business, he left it in a person. Right. You wanted to pay it to yourself, fine, but it's in the business. You're expecting it's going to be used. And how are you going to take,
Well, you can have cash.
if you paid the miser on that, meaning you actually paid 20%, you take out 50%, paid 10% on what you took out, and you paid 10% on...
Well, it's not 20, it's 10% of your total. It's 10% on 50 and 10% on 50.
It's 10% of what your actual personal income is,
right.
And 10% on
of the business. Because now that business, which is your business, it became 10% more 50% more valuable, right?
So let's say in 6 more months you decide, you know what... Let's liquidate. Let's not liquidate, but let's actually pay it out to personal. So do you now pay another on personal, or are you prepaid?
No. I mean, you're talking like it's an LLC, so it's a different entity. Yeah. So that's a little more complicated. But no, in other words, that's considered we're considering that your personal asset, basically, that business. So then you wouldn't have to, okay? Now, one thing is, two other psakim that come up. Okay, it's late. We'll talk about these next week. Remind me, next week we're going to talk about about rental properties, all sorts of shilas. About rental properties, are you allowed, what you could deduct, what you can't deduct, and also about selling houses, capital gain, and all that. We'll talk about that next week in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Sure.